A little talk, a little rock, without the shock. Always work safe and family friendly. It's Average Joe Radio. Welcome to special episode number 2 for April 14, 2007. I just finished reading the latest book by author Ted Dekker, Skin, Don't Trust Your Eyes. Beware, this podcast contains spoilers. They're not playing the game, Steve. Focus. They played the game 7 years ago and it went wrong. Now they're being forced back into this desert reality from that game. Not the game itself. No one was threatening to kill the ugliest back then. People weren't being picked off in a town. The killer's just using their memories of the game to control the environment. Luke thought he was getting this. It actually made some sense. So that explains the desert they keep seeing. But not red. According to the brief, Skin was a game that required the players to enter a desert world, in which evil was part of the physical reality. They had to fix it, make it beautiful. Something about the Horde, who wore evil on their skin. The game involved shifting realities that required the players to find and defeat evil at its source. They were inserted into the virtual world, fed intravenously and given 7 days. Creation 101. They lasted 6 days before it went wrong. Ted Dekker is one of the best-selling Christian authors of our time, and there's a reason for that. If you've read his works, you know what that reason is. If you haven't, I'm going to tell you. Sit back and relax. I'll tell you a little bit about Skin, and about the background to Skin. I'll tell you a little bit about Ted Dekker and some of his other works, and I'm going to play some good music for you, too, mostly instrumental. It's not real then, Wendy said to no one in particular. The desert isn't real, and we saw the house and the library only because he wanted us to. Included them as part of the game. This construct, or whatever. Same with the two ranches. And the boy, Colt said. Boy? He looked back at the house. There was a boy with that horse we saw. Said some crazy thing about the Horde and water and then vanished. Faded right in front of me like a hologram turned off. Sounds like a construct from the game we played. Memories playing tricks. Horde? Luke asked. The game, Skin, has something to do with the Horde? Wendy recalled the horse she and Carrie had seen at the ranch several days earlier. At the time, she thought she'd seen a boy riding it. Way I remember it, the desert reality in Skin had all kinds of characters, Pinkus said. You were tripping back, man. Colt faced the library. Either way, Red is real. Not some construct, and he hasn't failed to deliver on any promise yet. He's still going to force our hands. This isn't over. The game itself could have gone 1,000 directions. Indeed, it had started in the deserts of a world far away, fighting the Horde, and ended in a place called Somerville. But the next time, it could look quite different. Players, not programmers, determined the direction of the game. Thank you. If you're a fan of Ted Decker's work, these excerpts are probably sounding a little familiar to you. The book Skin is, like many of Ted Decker's recent books, tied to the Circle Trilogy. That's Ted Decker's epic saga of good versus evil, consisting of the books Black, Red, and White. Well, that's the trilogy anyway. But those books are followed by Showdown, House, Saint, and now Skin, all of which are tied in some way to the Circle Trilogy. Beauty was found beyond the surface. It was there, beyond the skin of this world, that a cure of ugliness could be found, she thought. She looked at Colt. When she'd first met him a week earlier, he'd been extremely shy. Now he returned her stare with soft eyes. It was good to see him younger, wearing faded jeans and a well-worn rust t-shirt with the words Forest Guard stenciled on the front. He didn't know what they meant, just a shirt he'd picked up at the Salvation Army, he said. She could smell the musk of his cologne, well muscled with a long scar on his forearm. He couldn't remember where the scar came from. The Horde, he said. They'd chuckled. Now what? She asked. Now they wipe all this from our memories, Pincus said. They can do that? I don't want to give away too much of the story here. With the excerpts I've read, I've probably given away for some too much already. And for others, maybe just enough of a tease for you to go pick up the book. Hey, if you don't buy it, go to the library and check it out and read it. It'll make you want to read the rest. You want to find out more of what I think about Skin and a little more detail on spoilers if you want to know what really happens? Check out averagejoeblogs.blogspot.com for a full review on the book.
With you. Segway and you go kayaking too. What if you take a sheet of paper and create something you always said you'd do? What if you write a song and sing it while you're doing handstands on the floor? What if you look into the mirror and you say, what if I saw an open door? I hope you'd say, what if I walked through? If not, what's the matter with you? 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 With you.
I'm an avid reader, and I don't often buy a book on its release date, but I bought Skin in hardback on April 3rd, its date of issue, with great anticipation. I got 332 pages into the book before the link to the Circle Trilogy became obvious and apparent. And it's very subtle in this book, but it's there. And even better, just a couple pages after the ending, is the promise of more to come, with Chosen and Infidel in February 2008. Promised to be the first two of six books about the Horde. That's kind of vague. Six more books, or a total of six books, including the three that are already out. We don't know. We have to wait and see. If you're a fan, if you're a lover of this fiction, you're going to be like me, sitting there anxiously on the edge of your seat waiting for that release to come out in February. Check these books out. Check out averagejoeblogs.blogspot.com for full details on this book, on the entire Circle Trilogy, and on more books by Ted Decker, as well as many books by other authors. And tune in next week for my special episode 20 edition of The Artist Spotlight. Thanks for listening. All music in this episode has been played with the permission of the artist. Thanks to the PodSafe Music Network at music.podshow.com and Magnatune at magnatune.com for providing selected tracks. For more information on the artists in this episode, including links to their home on the web, visit averagejoeradio.blogspot.com. Bandwidth for Average Joe Radio is provided by the Internet Archive at archive.org. Visit Average Joe on the web at averagejoeblogs.blogspot.com. Thanks again for downloading and listening to Average Joe Radio. If you enjoyed today's podcast, tell a friend. If you didn't, tell me at averagejoe.blogs@gmail.com. Or call the feedback line at 206-600-4-JOE.
What do you mean that the journey's begun? What do you mean when you say it's forever? Do you mean that it can't be undone? When I look at the life left behind me, I can't find my own footprints in the wet sand. When I stare at the lifetime before me, most of the choices I
doesn't mean